Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are on the phone today with Mayor Mary Fassbender. She is going to go over what came out of the City Council meeting on Tuesday, January 19th. First of all, Happy New Year to you, Mayor Mary. How are you?
You too, Mo. Well, good. First 20 days have gone very quickly of this new year.
Oh, I know.
Things are just rolling down at City Hall, and with the pandemic, you can't stop. You have to just keep going, and that's what I love about our staff and our community, because we're taking some action steps and some developing and all that good stuff. So it's great. It's going great.
Wonderful. Well, I know that one of the things on the agenda on Tuesday night was a lot of new employees were hired recently, and you wanted to highlight and recognize them. And then also there were some promotions internally, which is always so great to see. I love it when you can grow your own people from inside an organization. So that was great. So would you be so kind? I'd really like to hear about some of the new employees, because it seems like it's in many, many departments.
It is. It's great. It's been very exciting. But I just want people to know, from March to July, we had a hiring freeze going on because of the pandemic. And, we were trying to work our best and do our best with, a less group of people. And everybody chipped in, and we got her done. But now, newly on board, we have Dawn Skelly has joined us, and she's our communications coordinator. And she has really done an amazing job. And if you look on social media, you can see there was a bit of a time when we weren't posting as much. And now we're back at her and lots of things going on. So Dawn's been very good about getting all of our communications out there for everyone. And then also under community development, we also hired an economic development coordinator, Eric Moss. And he, too, has really hit the ground running. We have events going on downtown, and we've already started talking about parklets for the spring and how can we create more tourism with the chamber and Christie, bringing people to the Main Street downtown, but also how can we work on working that out into the rest of our community, our Midtown area, our Westview area, Southtown area. We'd like to, have these be community events. And he's just been wonderful in getting some new data for us. And so it's been great to have him on too. So, and also we have an administrative assistant, Lindsay Anderson, who actually was with us earlier working in another area. Now she's one of our She's at the front desk, so Lindsay's just great to have as well. Also, we've hired Chris Ettmiller, and he's our finance manager. Again, new eyes, fresh eyes to see differences, how they look at things and how we've been doing it, I think is always a great asset. Parks and Rec, we now have our forester, our parks keeper replaced with TJ Lucas. And again, we have issues going on with our trees, and he's there to help assist with the residents of the community and their trees, and we're trying to save as many as we can. And he's doing a wonderful job as well. In our fire department, we have five new paid-on calls, and we have added to that group is Grace Holm and Caitlin Ratke, who is Kiki Ratke. I don't know if people know her by that name. And Blaine Rowey, Jalen Snedeker, and Kayla Tesh. Pretty sure they're all local people that have joined us. So if you're familiar with those last names, I'm pretty sure they're from Hastings. So that's been great to have them added as well. Our police department, we have hired five new officers, which is just great. And then we also have our canine dog, Sunny, has joined us.
Yay!
Too.
So,
Yes, yes, for sure. So Ryan Hatt has joined us, and Matthew Harity, Zach Honemason, Chad Schlichty, and Peyton Walzer. So it's great to have them on board, too. And then in our Public Works Department, we have three new operators and a principal engineer. So Ben Bannett, Robert Clark, and Josh Siernick are new operators. And then Cody Matheson is a principal engineer. So, you know, that's our Public Works, and, you know, we need those people on board as well. And then also in our Police Department, we've had some really wonderful promotions. Sam Buke has now been placed under police sergeant. Ryan Klein as well is police sergeant. John Townsend, of course, we all know that is our new fire chief. And Jacob Willers is taking Officer Klein's position as a school resource officer. And then Dan Vomasek is the canine officer, so they're partners. So it's just really great to have all these people in order, and operations will, I think, seem to be move along, and everybody's got their own job to do now, rather than, you know, helping in every other department. So it's just a good feeling, and with 2021 here, I'm just so happy to see what's going on at City Hall with development and inquiries, and it's just great. It's very exciting.
Well, you certainly have a great staff in place to make happen all the things I know that you want for the new year. So what were some of the other items? I know there was a big consent agenda.
The only thing is, you know, we did have the retirement of Dr. Larry Erickson. He gave us his resignation. You know, Larry, I have to say, and I think a lot of us know Dr. Erickson, was just a wonderful physician for our community. And he served our fire department for 40 years, since 1980.
Really?
And so, yes. So the interesting thing about that is we have always a physician that helps on the fire EMS area, and they provide medical directions virtually. And so we'll have a new contract now and another doctor with a line throughout a line. I don't know who that is at this point. But what also that director does, it kind of gives 4 hours of quarterly in-person classes, if you will. And then there's training that is made available to the fire EMS department, and that's annually. So he was kind of the guider for the last 40 years. So that, too, is going to be a change within the community. But we wish Larry the best in his retirement, and thank you so much for all that you have done for the city of Hastings for the past 40 years. So we want to wish him well, too. So that was probably, you know, the biggest issues that are kind of, that was on the consent agenda. And then we had, people may know that in the past couple years, we have been going behind closed doors for deliberation and chats with Hastings Common LLC. This is a motor coach rest stop area on the south of town. It's a little green space area that you see across from Subway. Well, the agreement is that this gentleman owned the property, and we've worked diligently and hard to give him, you know, what he feels is appropriate, with keeping in guidelines of what our comprehensive plan 240 looks for and is in need of in our 316 project. So we settled with that, which is wonderful to get off the table. So he will have a 2-10-year interim use permit. Now, what that means is he owns that property and has for years and tried to sell it for years and really had no bite. So he thought, you know what, I'm going to try to make good use of that property himself. So we allowed him a 2-10-year interim use permit. So it's his property. So we changed the city zoning for him to allow to have this. So that's what an interim use permit is. It's a way that we can help him utilize his property.
How many mobile units would be able to pass through on any given night? And is it just a one-night stay, or what does it look like?
You know, our terms are very in-depth. There are 8 sites on this property, and it has to be a A-type motorhome, which I can't show you any pictures, but they're the large units that drive down the street, you know, the very expensive ones. That's why that's the A-type, which means it's the higher end, or a fifth wheel. They cannot exceed length of 20 feet, and they cannot be any older than 15 years old. They have to be 15 years or younger. So there's a classification that we felt that we needed to have because it is the entrance of our community. There will be a fence up, and they will have an on-site manager. There's much criteria with it. So we worked, like I said, diligently to make sure that it was appealing and wasn't going to be just a place where people could just drop for a night and leave no matter what type of unit they have. So we have good clarification, and they have to abide by that. So we'll keep an eye on that too. So that was really a lot to get. We all clapped. I don't know if you saw it, but we all clapped when we passed it, because it's been a ton of work for John Hinsman and our attorney, Dan Flegel. So we thank them for that. So, but it's done. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
It's all good. Yeah.
So, and then you had some reports from city staff. Anything popped out that you wanted to highlight?
We did have our agreement come up with Dakota County on the recycle part of it. There was a code change in there. So the state mandates to Dakota County, Dakota County mandates to us. So this particular requirement is for the city code chapter 50, and that is requirement for large venues. So when they have a large venue over 350 people or a large event over 350 people, they're stating now in that new code that we have to have organic enforcements on them. So meaning, you know, when we have the large garbage cans come, we also have to have an area for organic items as well. So that was a good discussion, but that mandate, like I said, it came from Dakota County, but their mandate came from the state. And, you know, Chris Jenkins was on, and he made a very good comment, because we're already doing that with Rivertown Days and let's say Rivertown Live, you know, the concert in September. We already do that. We bring, you know, with the trash haulers and stuff, we already have the organic recyclers next door to that because of the food trucks and everything. So that passed, and that was good. So we have that agreement done with Dakota County.
I know there was some talk about electric vehicles versus gas-powered vehicles for when some of the fleet, city fleet, would come due.
So we were fortunate to get our LGA money in December.
And what does that, please?
That is local government aid.
Okay.
And we were very uncertain if we knew we were going to get that, but we did get it. We received $432,000. So that was wonderful. That was a relief, because we got to pick off some of our wants that are needed for our CIP capital improvements. And then one of those items was to approve our fire department Tahoe, which is $52,000. We had been talking about in the past about electric vehicles, starting to change over some of our city vehicles into electric, because it's a cost savings and it's, I guess, the way of the future. And I think it's a great idea to help save if we can, anywhere we can. So the Tahoe was brought up for discussion, simply that, you know, for buying a new vehicle, shouldn't it be electric? Well, in the research that we've made, where that Tahoe goes, especially in Hastings, you know, it goes to the country and down into the east side, and it can be into some rough terrain, and the lights are constantly going. There's many electrical things that are going in that vehicle. We didn't feel that the electric vehicle would have enough stability for that. So we passed that we would just stick with the Tahoe that we had been, that the fire department had asked for. But electric vehicles are coming our way, and I think we all know that. Just for general purposes, I see electric vehicles all over the city, and I, you know, at first I thought, I don't know if I could do that. But now I'm getting it. It's a lot of research that we put into things like this, and this purpose is just going to be, I think, it's a little simpler and better for the fire department to have an actual Tahoe.
Mayor Mary, it sure sounds like you had a very productive and useful meeting, got a lot of good information out there. So you meet again on February 1st, and we are so happy that you called in today. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks, Mo, for having me. It's always great to get some exciting news out there. And if anybody ever has any questions or concerns for us, I do have office hours on Mondays and Wednesdays. Our offices are closed, but I can sure take a phone call from you. I'll block out some time if you want to chat. We are always there for anyone in the community if they're in need of something. So always reach out to us. If you have a question or concern, we'll help you get on the other side and get through it.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much, Mayor Mary Fassbender. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.